The application for bail can either be made the first time the accused person appears in court or on another convenient date thereafter but before a sentence is given. The application is made orally in court and the response from the state attorney is also made orally immediately after the application has been made. Considerations for granting bail in a magistrate's court: gravity, severity of the offense, background and character of the accused person, e.g. whether he, she has been committing other offenses before or is violent and therefore may interfere with witnesses, whether the accused person has a permanent home, whether he, she has substantial sureties. Sureties that can be trusted by court to ensure that the accused person will be present when he, she is needed by court. Process of bail application in a magistrate's court: this application is made orally. No formal, written document required. It could be made the first day the accused person is brought to see two or more persons or required to stand surety for the accused person. These persons can be relatives or friends or neighbors, employers of the accused person. These sureties must carry with them copies of their national identity cards and a letter from the local council chairperson. When the application is made, the state attorney must respond to it immediately in court. The magistrate then gives a ruling as to whether bail has been denied or granted on particular terms. If it's cash bail, then the sureties are expected to pay the stipulated sum of money in the bank before the accused is released. However, if it is non-cash bail, the accused is released immediately and will only pay the amount if he, she jumps bail. The court records its reasons if it has not granted the bail application. Note: if bail is denied in the magistrate's court, the accused person can reapply for the same in the high court with the help of a lawyer. This particular application will be in writing. Difference between bail in high court and bail in the magistrate's court: bail in high court is applied for in writing, while in the magistrate's court it is done orally. When applying for bail in high court, you have to prove the exceptional circumstances of advanced age or grave illness, while in the magistrate's court there is no need for that. Bail application in high court is heard before a judge, while bail in the magistrate's court is heard before a magistrate. Role of Justice Centers Uganda in bail applications: to help the accused person apply for bail in court, to coordinate with the sureties to represent the accused person in court. Other organizations involved: Legal Aid Project of the Uganda Law Society, Legal Representation District, Community Service Representatives. Lessons learned: capital offenses are tried by the High Court and petty offenses by lower courts. Magistrates Court: capital offenses take longer to be concluded compared to petty offenses. Pleading guilty to an offense may lead to reduction of the sentence. Police bond is free. Bail in the High Court is applied for in writing, while in the magistrate's court it is orally applied for. Further readings: what happens when a family member, friend has been arrested by the police? What is police bond and who has the mandate to grant it? What are capital offenses and how are they handled? What is the process of hearing the case of a person accused of a capital offense in the high court? What is the process of hearing a petty offender's case in the magistrate's court? What happens when someone is arrested for committing a petty offense? What is bail and what is it good for? When and how to apply for bail in high court? What is plea bargain and what is it good for? Sources of information: the Constitution of the Republic of Uganda 1995, the Trial on Indictment Act CAP, the Criminal Procedure Code Act CAP 116, the Magistrates Court Act CAP 16, the Magistrates Courts Magisterial Areas Instrument 2017, the Judicature Plea Bargain Rules 2016.